Blackstone Audiobooks presents James Whitcomb Riley, Young Poet, by Minnie Bell Mitchell and Montrue Dunham. Dedication from the original edition by Minnie Bell Mitchell, 1942. Dedicated to my son, John F. Mitchell, Jr. Chapter 1. Swinging High.
"Hey, Jaunty, wait for me!" Bud called as he ran after the big boys in the backyard. His big brother ran to the rope swing, which was gently blowing back and forth in the chilly spring wind. Jaunty leaped onto the seat and with a push of his feet swung back, then soared into the air. Bud laughed with joy as he watched his brother swing higher and higher and shouted, "My turn, Jaunty! Next it's my turn!" The boys were running and jumping all over the back lot. Bud shivered a little. The pale sun disappeared behind a dark cloud. The fresh spring air was moist, but the wind was cold. Noah climbed the cherry tree, which was covered with white blossoms. The petals were tossed in the wind as they fell to the ground. Eck ran over to the old apple tree, and he leaned back almost like an acrobat, and jumped to get hold of a branch to lift himself up into the tree. Ring barked and barked as he ran back and forth chasing all the boys. Bud was watching his brother Jaunty swing higher and higher into the sky, and he didn't see Ring run in front of him. He tripped on Ring and fell flat on the dog. They both scrambled to their feet, and Ring danced around him, barking wildly and wagging his fluffy brown tail. Bud looked up at Jaunty and shouted, "Come on, Jaunty, it's my turn!" Eck yelled from his perch in the apple tree, "Jaunty..."